For over 10 years, VOC Nation has taken listeners behind the scenes of the greatest moments in pro wrestling history. Our hosts are not only experts on the business, but have lived in the business. Subscribe and hear weekly podcasts from hosts like legendary pro wrestling journalist Bill Apter, former Impact Wrestling star Wes Briscoe, former WWE and AWA broadcaster Ken Resnick, former WWE and TNA star Shelly Martinez, former WCW star The Maestro, NWA legend The Raging Bull Manny Fernandez, and much more. VOC Nation programming is free on most major podcasting apps, including iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and Radio.com. And video podcast and bonus content is available on Patreon for as low as $3 a month. What are you waiting for? Head to VOCNation.com and dig into the most comprehensive podcast network built for pro wrestling fans. Find us on Facebook and Instagram at VOC Nation Wrestling Network and follow us on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Welcome, everyone, to WCW Retro. I'm your host for the evening, Papa Stro, the Maestro of Wrestling. Great to have you guys with us tonight. As always, the second show of 2022. Really excited to be with you all, as always. This is the place to be, folks. We talk about past, present, future professional wrestling, but so much more. You never know who's going to call in to have the fun. And tonight, it's pretty much open forum night. We're going to be talking wrestling around the world, plus so much more. So if you want to talk wrestling tonight and give your thoughts and feedback, call in anytime during tonight's live WCW Retro podcast at 914-338-1885. Once again, that number is 914-338-1885. And before we get to the callers, which I'm looking forward to very much, diving into you guys, we'll make a few announcements and shout-outs, if you will. First off, shout out to Masters of Ring Entertainment, mastersofringentertainment.com, Fishing with Special Friends at fishingwithspecialfriends.com, Cauliflower Alley Club, find out what they're up to at cauliflowerallyclub.org, Innovative Hybrid Wrestling of the Maritimes there in Canada, find out what they're up to at facebook.com/IHW Wrestling. Support us on Pro Wrestling Tees at ProWrestlingTees.com/VOCNation and get your favorite VOCNation t-shirt today, including the WCW Retro and one of yours truly, Papa Stro, the Four Faces of Stro. And if you'd like to make a donation to yours truly, buy me a cup of coffee, give me a tip, etc. And thank you for those who have already donated. Much appreciated. But if you'd like to make a donation to me, I'll send it to my PayPal at paypal.me/Papa Stro. That's paypal.me/Papa Stro. And thank you in advance for your support. And I'm accepting bookings for wrestling, commentary, voiceover. They cast me for a television and film project, seminar events, conventions, Comic-Cons, charities, interviews, autograph signings, speaking engagements, you name it. I do a lot and then some. If you'd like to book yours truly, hit me up. Email me, strofoya@yahoo.com. That's S-T-R-O, number 4-Y-A @yahoo.com. And if you'd like to be a special guest on a future episode of WCW Retro, hit me up as well, WCW Retro@yahoo.com. Let's get you some exposure on the show, if you will. My social media roundup is my official website is destro.com, T-H-E-S-T-R-O.com. I'm on Twitter @signDestro, on the Instagram @StroMaestro. Subscribe to my YouTube channel, youtube.com/StroMaestro. I'm on Twitch at twitch.tv/RealPapaStro as well. And tomorrow night on the Stro Zone, my horror sci-fi show, my official Facebook page, facebook.com/StroTheMaestro. Well, I'll be having a special midnight feature, so be on the lookout for that as well. Please tune in. And like I said, thank you guys, as always, for your thoughts, prayers, and support. I got some upcoming future events I'll be announcing soon, so keep in touch through my social media for all the upcoming dates. Or so. And we're going to be taking a quick commercial break, guys, and when we come back, we'll get to the callers and talk wrestling right here on WCW Retro. So stick with us, guys.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
This is Lance Storm, and if I can be serious for a minute, you're listening to VOC Nation Worldwide.
VOC Nation is one of the longest-running wrestling podcast networks. Having started way back in 2010, VOC Nation provides daily streaming shows where fans have the ability to interact with their hosts and guests via phone calls, emails, and Twitter. VOC Nation hosts also include former backstage interviewer from both AWA and WWE, Ken Resnick, former WCW performer The Maestro, former Impact performer Wes Crisco, Pro Wrestling Illustrated contributor Brady Hicks, and former Philadelphia radio personality Bruce Wirt. VOC Nation's two most popular shows are Wrestling with History, featuring Ken Resnick and Bruce Wirt, streaming live on Wednesday nights at 9:30 p.m. Eastern, and In the Room, featuring Pro Wrestling Illustrated Brady Hicks and WCW alum The Maestro. Both shows take callers live during the show, and recent guests have included General Adnan, Tito Santana, Haku, Earl Hebner, Danger Sandy Davis, Jimmy Hart, Ricky Steamboat, Brodus Clay, and so many more. Archive-free content includes past interviews with huge names like Hulk Hogan, Jesse Ventura, Kurt Angle, Sting, Mick Foley, Joey Styles, Howard Finkel, and so many more. Listen live at VOCNation.com and subscribe to all the podcasts by searching VOC Nation Radio Network on your favorite podcast app. And be sure to follow these guys on Twitter at VOC Nation.
Hola, this is your amiga, Shelly from Cali, to let you know you can catch me here on VOC Nation for Shelly Live. You never know what the hell I'm going to be talking about. Sometimes I have guests. Sometimes I let you on in the cheese mess, spill a little tea. Sometimes I cry. You have to tune in to find out why. And I also take your calls. I love chatting with you guys and seeing what the hell you guys are thinking. So meet me here on the VOC Nation. Be there or be square.
Rock and Roll Union for the past 2 years has been the place for rock and roll, new rock and roll, debuting rock and roll, and some of the old classics as well. We have welcomed guests from around the world, national artists and more. We've excited many people by our live events. We've welcomed everybody into the fold, and we continue to do so on a weekly basis. Guys, that is Rock and Roll Union, and that is what we do for you.
Saturdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, VOCNation.com. Each and every Thursday night, check it out. WCW/Stro Maestro takes you on a journey. It's WCW Retro, talking old school match of the week, talking dream matches, taking your calls and looking back on an incredible career of acting, entertaining, and wrestling. Check it out. VOCNation.com. WCW Retro. Be sure to call in Thursday nights, 9 Eastern, on the VOC Nation Radio Network.
The worldwide leader in entertainment. This is the VOC Nation Radio Network.
Welcome back to WCW Retro. This for you Spotify users, you can listen to us on Spotify as well. So give some love to the Spotify people who are listening to into WCW Retro and VOC Nation. So I look forward to also on Spotify as well for you Spotify users. But welcome back, guys. Tonight's open forum night. We're talking wrestling, what's happening in the world, so much more. And once again, those that are listening that haven't called yet, if you'd like to call in anytime to tonight's live podcast, you can do so at 914-338-1885. Once again, number is 914-338-1885. Great to be back with you guys. I've been kind of under the weather the past few weeks, but I'm slowly coming around. So I've got my hot tea here rolling with you, so it's great to be here with you guys. So let's get to the callers, shall we? All right. I think this – oh, we're in for a treat tonight, guys. This is a return of – the lovely Kathy Fitzpatrick. Welcome back, Kathy. How you doing?
Hey, Stro. I'm hanging in. How are you feeling, buddy?
Slowly doing better than I was. It's been a struggle, but, you know, just blessed to be here. I mean, how are you doing? I hope you're doing good.
Oh, hanging in. You know, my uncle again had it wound up in the hospital, and he's in a rehab right now, so it's kind of rough on me here, but, you know.
Oh, but
you got to keep putting one foot in front of the other.
That's it. That's you're always in my thoughts and prayers for sure. And please give your uncle my best. You know, I'm praying for him and get healed up soon.
I have to tell you.
Go ahead.
When you start playing, when I heard the Midnight Express theme, oh, God, I love that theme song.
Oh man. So it brings back a lot of memories, don't it?
Yes.
Oh, man. To me, that's like one of the best theme songs ever. You know, I can never get tired of hearing it.
Definitely.
Yeah, Cornette was talking about it on his podcast, Matt, about FTR paying homage to the Midnight Express for their theme song in AEW. And mm-hmm. It says, of course, it's not the George Moroder version of the Midnight Express that we used to use. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, good stuff, man. Oh, classic. If you sit tight, Kathy, I'm going to bring in, I think this is Amazing Velvet here. If you can join us here on 843 area code.
Yes, sir.
Is this you, sir? Welcome back, brother. How you been?
How are you?
Oh,
finally
great.
Got over the crud.
Yo, you too, huh?
So,
oh, God. Same.
Oh, yeah.
I've been with you, bro. It's just, I don't know, mine was the same stuff, but whatever it was, kicking my, you know what.
Yeah, it did. It got me for a week and a half, and I finally got over the hump about Sunday, Monday this week. Finally got over the hump, and my voice is almost back to normal. I'm not packing up a lung anymore and, you know, things like that. But I did test positive for COVID over a week. Well, not this Monday, the Monday before is when I found out.
Oh, bless you. I'm glad you're getting better.
So,
I mean, between you, me, and Kathy, we've had a heck of a prayer chain going on, man.
I had Kathy, you know, of course, Kathy knows a little bit. I've been battling cancer since 16, but was doing chemo, was off chemo for a couple weeks, got the shingles at Christmas. And then get past the shingles after the first of the year, and then what happens last week? I tested positive for COVID. I was like, I can't catch a break. Yep.
Bless
I was like,
you.
Come on.
Right.
But I hope y'all feel better soon. It's just, you just got to let it run its course. If you got vitamin D and vitamin C and some Mucinex, it'll kick it out of your chest quicker.
Yes.
I suggest that. That's what they told me to take.
Lifesavers right there.
I took it religiously for 7 straight days, and by Monday I was like, okay, I can function. I don't have to, you know, talk to people like this. How you doing?
we just got to keep kicking out, right?
grab the ropes. I got a foot on the ropes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, have that ring awareness.
Exactly.
That's awesome, man. Glad you guys with us. We're being joined by Dustin.
Man.
Oh, my God. Dustin from where
he
wants to be.
How y'all
from.
Doing?
Dustin, welcome back, man. How you doing?
Well, not so good. My mom and my nephew both got COVID.
Ugh.
Oh, bless them. Bless them.
Yeah.
I hope they're safe. And I hope they're safe and healing wherever they're at.
Yeah.
Well, my nephew had
it
first, and then my mom got testing done, and then to kind of find out she had COVID too. So yeah, it's not been pretty good a couple of days.
Well, I believe that.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah, man. We'll be praying for him. And how are you doing? Are you doing any better?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing well.
That's cool.
Good.
That's cool. Glad to hear that. That's good news. Good to hear that for sure. Man, what a crazy turn of events lately in the wrestling world, guys. Oh, my God. I don't know where to begin. It's pretty crazy.
Well, Stroh, the ending of Raw is pretty interesting.
Oh, yeah, well, the interference in the main event? Yeah.
Yeah.
That was good. That was nuts.
Yeah, Uso showing up, super kicking Raw once, man, that was shocking.
Yeah, you know what, though? I mean, you got two strong challengers going into Royal Rumble, and I didn't think it was going to come to a conclusive finish, honestly, because, I mean, both those guys are pretty strong challengers to the heavyweight championships with Rollins and Lashley. So I kind of figured
this was going
to happen.
Well, sir, I was hoping Rollins would win. That way we had momentum going into Rumble.
Yeah. But, you know, I mean, regardless, I don't think the match took away, nothing away from either Rollins or Lashley. They're both are pretty strong going into the Rumble.
Oh.
I'm really excited to see them both go.
Oh, Stro, the segment with Maurice hitting Beth Phoenix with that brick. Man, that was interesting. That was shocking.
Yeah. Oh, man. Oh, dude, that brought back memories, man. Hey, Kathy, wasn't that an old school deal or what with a brick in the purse?
Oh, yeah. That was awesome.
That was great. Oh, my God.
I was like, Missy Hyatt.
Yes. Yes. Exactly. Oh, my God. That brought back so many memories. That was awesome. Good stuff, man.
I think it would have been a lot better if that brick had been crumbled up, though. That would have been funnier if it was broken.
Yeah. Right?
I hit her so hard I broke the brick.
Yes.
Stro, with the AEW being in Cleveland next week, it wouldn't be surprised if Johnny Gargano showed up.
Yeah, wouldn't be. You know, that's his home turf. And speaking of Cleveland, what a promo by Jon Moxley the other night on Dynamite. Did you guys catch it?
Oh my God.
Yeah.
Stro, I'm surprised they let him say the F word on TV.
Well, I think that was more improv because the fans said, and and Moxley's kind of he reacts real quickly.
Yeah,
censors didn't have time to censor out what he would say it on the back.
Yeah,
what a pack in a promo that was.
Oh yeah, I was glad to see him back.
Yeah, he looks great, don't he?
He does. He really does. Feels like he's in the best shape of his life.
But, I'm glad he got the help he seeks because, you know, I mean, it takes a strong person to – yeah, right.
It's very hard. We've all been in the business. We've all seen the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Amen.
So it takes a big man to admit, I got a problem. I need you to take care of it. And
right.
I'm glad he did it now and not later in life. I'm glad he did it now because, you know what, he still has so much to give to the business. And it just would have been a shame if he had just petered out and then became that ugly, bitter old dude later on because he didn't take care of himself. I'm so glad that he said, you know what, I need to pump the brakes. Because he realized, as a wrestler does, we only have so many bumps. Same thing with thinking and whatever else you're doing, you can only take so many. That's it. And trust me, that's what I'm living with. I punch my drinking card one too many times. So
that's why I'm in
the predicament I'm in. But you know what? You gotta own it. You can't. And he has. And that's one thing people need to understand. He owned everything. He's not going to lie about it because that's not his style anyway.
Right.
So he's still in the healing process. It's going to be a long road. Every day is going to be a different challenge. So as long as he can stay the course, which I think he will. I think he can.
Yeah.
And, he has so much more to give to this business, you know.
Right.
Because I don't want him looking back thinking that he owes something to this business when he won't, you know, in the long run. So. Let's just let the man do his thing and heal and get back in the ring and do what he loves to do best. So
that's it. Kathy, did you get a chance to check out the promo he did? It was pretty amazing.
No, I didn't.
You would have loved it. Yeah, I mean, it was like
it was
straight
good.
From the heart, man. I mean, it was really good. Yeah. It was so good.
They gave
promo
him a mic.
Of the year.
Yeah, they gave him a mic, and he went out and did his thing.
it was great. It was classic.
Yeah, I remember Moxley when he used to wrestle CZW.
Uh-huh.
He would straight talk. There was no filter. You gave him a mic, he knew what to say, and he would speak his mind.
Oh, yeah. so great to see him back, man. I'm so proud of him, man. I really am. It's really, really cool. Speaking of promos, did you hear the promo that Cody had the other night?
He
was all over the place. He was all over the place, man.
Yeah, he's
good Lord.
I don't know what's going on with that. I don't know what he's trying to set up or what he's trying to do, but that was like, where are you going with this, bro?
Yeah, and there's word online that he's like now a free agent.
Here's the thing. First of all, you're not going to give up your executive producing job for the show. Come on, really?
Yeah.
Okay. Mm. If you're going to do that
yeah.
and go back to the E for money, okay, you're not getting paid handsomely now. All righty then. But, I mean, he made mention of him and Sammy getting their contracts in the mail. No, he's not going anywhere. Because, I mean, why would he do that? TNT and TBS have put on he's in the Go Big show. He's on that. They dabbled with his own show for a little bit. You know, they did one season. I think they're working on the second one. Why would you give up all of that to go to somebody who's not even on those networks?
And he's one of the executive vice presidents, right? So how would he not know when his contract
exactly.
was up?
It's pandering. It's pandering to these. I'll be nice.
What do you guys think? It's kind of confusing to me.
To the fans.
Yeah.
To the fans. I think he's playing mind games with the fans. But go ahead. Go ahead, dude.
Probably.
I agree. I think he's playing with the fans. I think he's going to stay in AEW.
Ain't going anywhere.
Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't stay with AEW. I mean, what do you think, Kathy? Maybe we're missing something. I don't know.
Yeah, he's staying. It's you know.
It's the work.
Exactly. It's the biggest work ever.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't want to come out and say it out loud.
I wanted to say it, but I was okay.
Oh, yeah.
It is.
Right?
It is. You got to listen. Everybody's mind swirling about everything that's going on with WWE. They're all infatuated with all the firings and this and that. And now you throw this in the mix, and that makes it an even bigger hot mess now. Oh, Cody Rhodes could be going to the Royal Rumble. He is not going to the Royal Rumble.
There's one that comes to mind.
Walter's new name, Gunther. Even mentioned his new name.
That's so dumb.
Comes to mind. John Moxley, but his contract situation, he can end up anywhere.
He ain't going anywhere either.
Yeah, I think he'll stay for the time being. I don't think he's going to leave anytime soon.
No, he's not going anywhere. He would not bode well in the new WWE right now.
Oh, gosh. I mean, Gunther for Walter. Huh.
He might as well be Dumpster
different.
Instead of that.
That's ridiculous.
I mean, what the hell? It is ridiculous. Might as well call him Dumpster. I mean, whatever.
I don't know. Why change? Unless they really want to, own his name more than they had, then I don't know. I don't get it.
I was shocked about that too. Really, when he announced that on the microphone after the match, I was shocked.
Dumb. Jeez.
Oh my god. I don't. You know what? I don't understand the way of thinking sometimes. I really don't.
No.
Perplexes me.
Well, I don't think anybody knows really because his new VP is all about numbers and all about the market and all about the shareholders and then all the people are on the public stock market because that's where they are. That guy's all about all those numbers. That's why all these people are gone. But when you're doing something like that, okay, it tells me that Vince is about to cash this puppy in. And there's no telling who's going to buy it. Everybody's speculating on Disney NBC or NBC and The Rock and whoever, if he's going to sell, it's going to be after WrestleMania. And
well, evidently,
he'll walk away.
Evidently, Ric Flair won his case with the man.
He's
got the man back now.
Yes, he does. And so, you know Shane
now that, that's what
they call left,
Becky
right?
Big Time Beck.
That's right, they went to Big Time Beck. But you know that Shane McMahon, he left. He said, you know what, I'm out of here again. When he left, what, a month or so ago or 2 months ago, he's like, I'm out of here. He saw the writing on the wall, too, and he's like, you're gonna ruin it? Ruin it. You know, if you sell it, just give me my share. Just give me my share of the money and not, you know, whatever.
I only imagine how Triple H is feeling right now. It makes you wonder what's going through his mind. Everything happened.
Yeah.
Hopefully he's recovering from his heart scare and he's not getting too excited about all this. Because,
right.
I mean, he fired all those people who made NXT what it was. They're all gone.
Yeah, I mean, so sad, man.
And then you
it really
bring
is.
In, then you bring in all these athletes. You brought in twin basketball players that are females that are going to be taller than anybody in the business, female-wise, because everybody other than Charlotte is 5 foot nothing.
You'll be like the female skyscrapers.
Right. Well, I'm just saying, you got a couple. One of them's 6 foot or six something. You know, one was like a small forward or a power forward. Anyway, then you got two football players from big time schools coming in. You got one amateur wrestler, and then a couple other people. But they're all athletes. They all don't, you know, other than the amateur wrestler, they're going to train them one way. So what happens when these guys and gals get trained this one way, and they get fired? And they want to continue their wrestling career, and they go on the indies. They're going to get hurt on the indies because they're not going to know what we know because they're only going to know one style. One style.
Yeah,
that's
true.
So when they and they start planning a match, they start planning a match, and they say, well, this, and this, and they go, huh? I'd be like, no, you got to go. Gotta put with somebody else.
Oh man, crazy, right? Wait, we just had Kathy
think
and
about
Dustin drop off, but I hope they'll call back in.
Oh,
guys,
they
want to call back in?
Aww.
Yeah.
Well, put
but call back
Steve
in,
on.
Guys. Yeah. I wish he would call in. Honestly,
I thought he was. Oh, he's lit. He might be listening on the site itself because he was texting me about the name changes. He was listening in somewhere.
Oh,
cool.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if Kathy
well, guys,
call,
you
back
call back in.
Call
we'll
back
be
in, please.
While.
Yeah, we'll be here in a hot minute.
Yeah.
But, you
know,
we'll
be a while for sure.
The thing is, you know as well as I do, they won't have that, these guys and gals that are coming in fresh, new, don't know anything other than what they've seen on TV. Okay, they get fired. They don't know anything about anything. They want to continue, right? Everybody who's been and wrestled for umpteen million promotions knows you have to sometimes change your style to who you're working with. And you have to learn how to wrestle all these different styles. They're going to be in a whole ball of mess. I think that's just... They're not going to have the luxury of somebody like yourself or let's say a Shane Helms who started on the indies in a small indie and grew and was in WCW and in WWE. He had that opportunity to do these different things, go to Japan, you know, all of that. These guys aren't going to have that.
Nah.
You know, the language is going to be different too.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Exactly.
I just think it's stupid.
You're right. Exactly right.
You're not helping.
See, that's why getting rid of too many people is not really a good thing because you need to have, you know, if you have just all a bunch of young people, it's like the blind leading the blind. I think
we've
talked about this.
No, There's no veterans.
Yeah,
there
no veterans to direct them
say,
and help them educate
right.
them.
Right. Exactly. And now, a lot of these ones that have been there for maybe 6-7 years probably aren't going to help
mm-hmm.
these guys out because they're like, no, you're the future. You are going to someday kick me out of here.
Right.
No. Because you don't know anything.
Mr. Hollywood's joining us,
from...
by the way. Say hello, Mr.
Yay,
Hollywood.
Yay, Mr. Hollywood. Yay.
Hi, how you doing? How you doing? How you doing, Papa? Say hello to all the guests. How you doing? How you doing? Happy New Year.
Doing great, man. Happy New Year, too, man. A lot of crazy is happening in the world of wrestling right now. A lot of crazy.
Mr. Hollywood.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Thank
yeah,
you. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Yeah, I was down
in Atlanta, GA, baby, and I was out there with the fabulous Freebirds, you know what I'm saying, my brothers. You know, but I heard Mr. Hollywood was on here because my name, you know who I am, right?
Yes, sir.
Yeah,
I love it.
We're talking name changes, people threatening to jump ship, and all kinds of good stuff.
Hey, man, my name is Tommy Wildfire Rich. You better calm down there, Mr. Hollywood.
I wonder what name
they would have gotten Tommy Rich if he were in WWE right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He was the most non-Italian godfather they ever had.
I know, right? He was full-blooded Italian. He was like, you're blonde, brother.
Oh, my God.
This is
hilarious.
And you was a redneck from the backwoods of Georgia. You know?
Wow. What's going on in WWE? What's going on?
WWE is a dumpster fire, bro. It's a mess.
It's NXT, man. I don't know what they're doing in NXT right now. My goodness.
I don't know, that's man, insane. Because it's just...
Have you seen the commercials for NXT 2.0? You know, you got this guy in the back that it's like that. Yo, it's NXT 2.0.
What?
Okay,
oh,
who's this guy?
Come on, man. Right?
Who is this guy, man?
I have not seen it.
Oh, my God. You try to sound all hip on the commercials. It's hilarious. It cracks me up.
I can't believe
it. All the tie-dye, multicolor. You know what I mean?
I haven't seen that guy. Yeah, I have no idea who it is.
I stopped watching
NXT when they started chucking people out of the company. I'm like, man, come on.
That's crazy.
That's
ridiculous.
Yeah, I don't even imagine how Shawn Michaels feels in the back there, man. Because he's one of the few, you know, OG NXT people.
Well,
you know what I mean?
Here's the thing. He's, from what I understand that I've heard rumblings about, is that before Triple H had his little, and they were letting people go from NXT, he couldn't say nothing to Triple H. Because he was too close to Vince, and Vince was, you know, saying, hey, we're going to do this. It's a good idea. We're going to get rid of this person. And Sean was privy to that info before Triple H was, so he was trying to keep his mouth shut, from what I understand. And he's trying to not be Triple H's friend, but also not trying to cross Vince McMahon either, you know.
That's crazy.
We're joined by Steve, Professor Steve, by the way. He's joining us.
Yay!
Welcome back, Steve.
How you doing, Steve?
Hey.
How you doing, Steve? How you doing, sir? How you doing, Steve?
Doing good.
Steve, are you all right? Sure.
Still got a pulse.
Okay. You're breathing, right?
The Kings of Black tag team debut with the Varsity Blondes the other night on AEW Dynamite.
Kings of the Black Throne.
Yeah.
Wow.
To me, that match was so off. Oh, my God.
It was
so off. And Pillman, I don't get the whole hesitation of him going to a springboard other than him, like, afraid he'll mess up again. I'm thinking, why? What are these guys doing? I mean, the chemistry just seemed off the whole time. And I mean, taking nothing away against anybody in the ring, but it was just like, man, something wasn't just, it just
it was
off
sloppy.
The whole match. I mean, what do you guys think? I mean, maybe I was, maybe I'm just
no, I agree.
The wrong way. I don't know.
No, I think there's hesitation on Tillman's part because
it's crazy.
I think he's overthinking some things right now because he's been working with them awful hard, from what I understand. And I think he wanted it to be perfect, and he goofed up. But I think the whole thing was sloppy on both.
No, I thought it was just storytelling, and the fact that he was afraid to get black masked again.
The story sucked.
Possibly
it sucked.
Yeah,
the match sucked. Let's just face it. It was drizzling.
It was
sloppy.
Hell,
I mean, there's no chemistry, and I've seen both teams. Honestly, I've seen both teams do better.
Oh, yeah.
In my opinion, I've seen both teams do a lot better. I've seen Varsity Blondes be better at their game, and I've seen the Kings of Black, you know, in other places.
Crazy.
So, I mean, something was just off. I mean, I'm not going to sugarcoat it. If a match sucks, it sucks. Let's face
wow.
it.
Yeah.
God knows I've had more than my share. But
me too.
Wow, that's crazy.
Me too, brother.
That's crazy.
But
I just
hope they can get
it
together. I mean, I hope. I would like to see a match, rematch with them, but it, you know, because I know they both can do better. And for a debuting team, Kings of Black, I mean, they need some solid matches coming in because they're the new team in town. You know what I mean?
That's crazy. That's crazy. Crazy.
Yeah.
But,
there were several other teams they could have put them against. That's for sure.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of tag teams. There's a lot of tag teams in AEW.
Wow.
But
oh god,
anyway.
Yeah, and some teams don't get showcased enough.
True.
You know what I mean?
This would have been a good one for them to be in.
Well, what happened to this tag match they promoted like a few weeks ago or a week ago rather? I was they're putting an FTR against Orange Sun and Lee Johnson, right?
Yeah.
And
I don't know.
This week, nothing. You heard nothing. There was no match, no nothing. Like I mean, I don't know. I mean, FTR is still one of the best teams in the world right now. You know
absolutely.
And,
hands down.
And so, I mean, how could you ignore an angle with them against anybody? I don't know. I don't get it. But
that's a good question.
I digress. I digress.
That's crazy.
You know what I mean? But,
that's crazy.
And you had the new number one contender to Adam Page's championship in the Murder Hawk, Lance Archer, right? Which is, I mean, he's a beast. And if they do it right, it'd be a good classic encounter.
Absolutely.
I mean, he had a match with Kazarian, and man, that was the longest match in the card, almost.
Wow.
That whole night.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder what the heck he'd been hiding Kazarian. If he can go toe to toe with the number one contender that long, you think, wow, you know what I mean?
Exactly.
I love Frankie Kazarian, but I don't think they're using him right now.
AEW Dark.
Love some Frankie Kazarian. Frankie Kazarian out-wrestled pretty much everybody on that card.
Wow.
And thank God Jay Lethal broke out of the AEW Dark Syndrome.
Yeah, right?
That's the only time you ever saw him.
Somebody said something about that, too.
So I'm glad he's doing something with Dante and getting the props that he deserves, man. Because, I mean, come on, it's Jay freaking Lethal, man.
Exactly.
The greatest
come on.
Ring of Honor champion ever.
Yeah.
How can you ignore
exactly.
This guy's
absolutely.
Got talent up the wazoo, you know what I mean?
Yes, he does.
I don't know.
I don't either, dude. It's just, you know, that's where it shouldn't be so damn political, or that's my best friend, or I'm dating that person, or I'm sleeping with that person. Man, stop all that mess. You got Jay freaking Lethal. You got Frankie Kazarian. You got God. It's pretty sad when 62-year-old Sting is out wrestling some of the guys.
Wow.
Okay?
Oh, wow.
Come
on. Did you see that splash you did the other night? That was impressive.
Through the table.
Oh, my God.
At his age.
Yeah.
At his age.
Wow. That's crazy.
That's amazing, man.
I mean, come on. Listen, I would only hope to be good at that age.
Exactly.
I'm falling
exactly.
apart now, and I'm only 54, and I'm falling apart at the limbs.
No, I know that.
But I'm just saying, if he, I mean, how many other people can we name that are not on the card that we've seen either on dark or not at all that are just hanging around?
Yet.
I mean, come on. There's so many people. Yeah. And I try
the
to tell people.
The talent roster in dark alone is amazing.
Exactly. Oh, absolutely. But you know what? You got to tell these people, there's only so much time on TV. You can't put everybody on TV. But you need to make some better choices of who you do put on TV. How's
true.
That?
And they built all this hype with CM Punk and Shawn Spears for a week. Promo,
and blew it
promos.
Up. And blew it up.
And how long was the match?
10 seconds? It was a perfect 10.
If that, yeah. If that. Oh, my God.
You get it? It was a perfect 10.
That's crazy.
Wow.
That's crazy.
It was.
That's who he was in WWE. He was the perfect 10.
Wow.
And how many power bombs did CM Punk take the week prior to Wardlow? About 10?
Yes, at least. At least.
How could he not be selling? I mean, God. I mean, it's only a week later taking 10 power bombs. I mean, my God.
Yeah. That's crazy.
I'd be having tape over my whole, not just my ribs, my whole freaking, I'd look like the mummy at that point.
Exactly.
Taking
and
all
you
the power bombs.
That's crazy.
You barely get in the ring.
Listen, man.
And you know what
listen,
I mean?
Listen.
And one, of those,
yeah.
one of those power bombs was through a table.
Well, yes.
If I'm not mistaken.
It was. You're correct.
That's crazy.
God almighty.
Oh, Mike, so this is my bedtime. I'm going to call it a night, Pop. So, Mike, I'm going to call it a night.
Thank you for calling in, man. Always a pleasure.
Pop, Sir, Mike, Sir, and all you guys, I love you like my brothers.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, love you too, brother.
We got you.
Thank you.
Yeah,
always
man.
A pleasure, man.
Yeah, I really, yeah, really enjoy it.
Always a pleasure.
Yeah, we'll do. All right, I love you guys. Love you guys.
All right, love you too, bro.
All right, take care.
Take care of yourself.
All right. All right.
You too, Mr. Hollywood.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
That was Mr. Hollywood, everybody.
Yeah.
Mr. Steve, I know, I mean, what do you think? I mean, about the whole Shawn Spears, CM Punk deal. I mean, you think it's...
I don't think anybody
think
wanted to see it that bad.
Wow. I mean...
Steve's awesome.
So, I mean, I don't...
Yeah.
I don't... I guess it could have been longer. I didn't expect it to be a 5-second squash, but I don't think it was that highly anticipated.
I don't think any of us did. Man. I just, you know, the hype they were putting in that match and everything, and they, you know, they gave promo time to Shawn Spears, which is longer than the match. But, man, I don't know. Anyway,
it's all good, bro.
Oh, my goodness. So the mixed tag match was pretty good, though, with Britt Baker and Adam Cole, with Statlander and Cassidy.
That was a good opener, but then after that, the show kind of just went off the rails.
Oh, God, did it.
I mean, it just
but
between
the
Cody
was great.
Rhodes'
yeah,
promo,
you're right.
Promo, the match we just the tag match we just talked about with the Hollywood Blondes. What else happened?
Varsity
the only thing that saved, the Varsity Blondes. The only thing that saved the show at the end was Sting and Darby Allin. So your opening match and your main event were the two best things that happened the entire night.
Well, yeah,
and I'm
Arthur thinking Kazarian, too.
Well,
yeah,
that was
longer.
That was in the middle. it kind of broke the ice in the middle, but it kind of pales in comparison to what happened at the beginning and the end, though. It takes away from that. That was a great match, yes, but it takes away from all the crap that happened before and behind it.
And I tell you, Statlander,
I'm
she's
saying,
an athlete, man.
I
she
love
can go.
Her. She is awesome. She is awesome.
She's really
I watch
good.
Her workout videos. Her workout videos are mm-hmm. badass, too. With her lifting weights and stuff. She ain't no joke, man.
Oh, yeah.
She's
I believe
no
it.
Joke. She's pretty
yeah,
cool.
That tag match was good. I thought it was really good.
It
and,
was
good.
I think they should keep that feud just, going, too. Well, they're going to keep it going with Statlander and Britt Baker, because she's going to be wrestling for the title at some point.
Yeah, I look forward to that one. That'll be really cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And
it will,
I guess
it will
Adam Cole and Orange Cassidy, they got a Lights Out match coming up next week on the beach brawl thing they got going on Dynamite.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's those two. It's a lighter match, I think, for the TNT titles.
Yeah,
the interim
and
the
Sammy Guevara and Cody.
Yeah. So I mean,
and
you got two.
Mm-hmm.
And there's another match.
My bad.
Now there's another match too. I forget what it was, along with those two other two. That they were plugging. I forget what it was.
I kind of got when they started announcing stuff, and I kind of just muted the TV a couple of times watching it because it's like,
yeah,
it was just getting crazy and out of hand. So I really didn't listen to some of the stuff they were saying about it. I know that.
So now Eddie Kingston.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
I like
Sammy
Guevara.
Well, no, I can't really say he's hurt. He's injured right now.
Yeah, I know. Yeah, so. But I still like him. I love his mouth. He makes me
laugh.
Well,
evidently, now that he's injured, it kind of takes the steam out of him and Jericho a bit. But, I mean, Jericho's teaming up with Dana's Circle, I think, to take on.
They're going to turn on 2.0. They're going to turn on him because they.
Acclaimed or
yeah.
Not claimed. What that team
no,
with David Garcia. David Garcia.
Yeah.
The team
they're
going to
turn on Jericho, though.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah, I kind of see it coming. With Eddie and Chris. I can see Eddie kind of joining the
fold. Well, they
the
cut the promo where Santana and Ortiz said, hey, hey, hey. You might not care about him, but we do. And this night, then they walked away from Chris because they said, better watch what you say from here on out. And they walked away from
Did you hear about
Jericho.
The MLW lawsuit with WWE?
No. Oh, yeah. No, the. Oh, dang it. I heard about I don't remember everything about it.
Yeah,
They tried to
get a deal with Tubi, and then WWE pressured Fox to
cancel
that.
Oh, that's right. Tubi, they're on Tubi.
And then
right.
and then they tried to get on Vice Land, and apparently WWE were messing with that too, is what they allege.
To put the brakes on, huh?
They're blocking their TV deals or streaming like or their streaming plan for Tubi. It would have been nice if they were on Tubi because I think Lucha Underground is put there and it's a free app and you just have ads.
Right.
So, I mean, maybe they can do, they could have done Pluto or Roku because like New Japan does Roku.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't understand how the NWA with Billy Corgan doesn't have them on any better platform than what they're on right now. I don't get it. I don't understand it. Is he out of money? Is he playing it cautious? I mean, I don't know because they could have been on any of those other streaming services. They could have been on Tubi. They could have been on Roku and whatever, but they're not. I don't get it.
you would think. Right?
Yeah, the only thing they have is like Fight and YouTube, and YouTube at least there's something there.
Yeah, I don't get it though. I mean, you got money, you bought the NWA, but it's not the same NWA. I'll tell you that now. I mean, it's not going to be, but I mean, come on, what happened to the hard-hitting, no-nonsense wrestling, professional wrestling? I mean,
and God knows,
like,
as much talent as there are out there right now. Goodness gracious, there's so much talent out there right now floating around.
Yeah, but they fired the Dawson brothers because they were too stiff. Kiss my foot.
Did they fire him because of that? Really? I didn't know
yes,
that.
That's what the official thing came out. Because they lied about why they were fired for, what, 8 months now? 6-8 months?
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Are you serious?
Yes, that is
those boys,
that is the
those
truth.
Boys can work. Those boys
thank
can work.
You.
I've worked with both of them.
So
and those are great workers,
yeah.
man.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean,
they are.
I mean, the Dawsons started the same time as one of my kids, Dax Harwood. FTR.
Right. Exactly.
We always
we
train together and wrestle together all the time. And man, they're great workers, man. And
yeah, they are. And
they were never stiff.
They got hosed.
They were never stiff in a ring with me.
No, but they got hosed. I think the problem was somebody didn't like
them. They could do anything. And they could do anything.
Yes, and I think the person. I'll say it. I don't care. I think it was Nick Aldis.
No, you think he's...
I think he's a prima donna little... Never mind, I'll be quiet. Because you know what? I don't care. The bottom line is this. You were trained old school like the rest of us, big dog. Don't be a whiner. Sorry, just don't do it. Just don't do it.
Uh-huh.
I'd rather see something that's called professional wrestling. And not a clown show. You know?
Yeah, that's surprising me. I thought they were on their way to the NWA.
They were awesome, dude. They were doing great. Obviously, they rubbed somebody wrong
probably,
for something. But
yeah.
And the official thing was they were too stiff.
And
I'm
the
like,
thing in this business, you don't have to have heat with somebody for them to not like you. You know what I mean?
Because it's too political. Thank you very much. It's political. It's way more political than it was probably when you were in it. You were in WCW or whatever. But now it's like ridiculously out of control. Oh, well, I slept with his sister's brother's cousin who's kin to so-and-so. Can I get a spot? Oh, yeah, you get a spot. Come on.
It's like the more things change, the more they remain the same.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
True.
Same old stuff.
But I just don't like the way the business is going. I'm sorry. Just don't like it.
Did you ever hear a story about Austin Idol and the check?
No.
The check he got. Oh, I got to tell you guys this. This is great.
Okay,
so Austin Idol had an angle, a gimmick match, where the winner would receive a check for so many thousands, like a $1,000 check or whatever. I forget the amount of it was, right? So, So he went over. He won the match. He got the check, right? And and then there was an issue with payment, right?
Right.
His payment on the match, right? So they found out. He took that check and cashed it.
And
it was supposed to be a gimmick check. When he found it was
and
a gimmick check, he went to the bank and cashed the check.
Wow. That's funny. That's a work right there, brother.
Oh, gosh. I heard that story
that
about fell
work.
Out. Oh, that's man.
That's funny
He's
for
great.
Real. I never heard that one. That's funny.
Oh, jeez. Hilarious.
That's great, man. That's great.
Oh, I think the interview with Marie talked about that in detail, but, oh, my God, it's the funniest story.
We'll have to look. We'll have to see if we can find that.
Yeah.
Dig that up. That'd be great. See, I'd like to meet Austin Idol because I think he was, man, I loved his promos back in the 80s. You know, he was just on fire, man.
Especially the Rock, strangely, when he gives credit to him and Jimmy Valiant in the Memphis area for developing the style. He gives credit to Idol and Jimmy Valiant in Memphis for helping him.
I loved him
develop his Rock
when he was
character
because he had that smooth delivery, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I loved his
him
voice.
And Jimmy Valiant had
the
best promos ever. Yes, yes. Oh my God.
If you can get Jimmy to quit
amazing.
Shaking. Now I give you this. His Memphis promos were better.
Right? Oh yeah.
When he was in Memphis was way better than he did in Georgia.
Oh yeah.
Championship Wrestling Board of Mid Atlantic. Oh yeah.
You know how to get the gab a lot like Idol does now? You know how to get the gab now like Idol does? LA Knight, man. That guy's amazing.
Oh, yeah. Hmm.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, right? LA Knight from NXT.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
And he was, you know, the other name in the NWA and all that. But, yeah, that guy's so good. Steve, you know what I'm talking about, right? LA Knight?
Yeah, Eli Drake.
Oh,
LA Knight, yeah.
Eli Drake, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Yeah, he's great, man. That guy. There's a guy that, you know, such a good talent, you think, and, you know, what's holding him back from really making a bigger stride, you know what I mean?
The powers that be?
Evidently. But I'm glad he's there in NXT, though.
Oh,
yeah. See him do his thing, because he's so good, man.
Yeah, as long as they don't ruin it. We have to see, because I have a feeling May or June, we're going to see some people throwing money to buy the WWE very hard in May and June.
May and June.
So we'll see.
Okay.
I think so, because WrestleMania will be over.
Mm-hmm.
You won't have any really... No really other big pay-per-view. Well, the Crown Jewel's coming up at some point, too. Isn't that coming up after WrestleMania, or is that coming before WrestleMania?
Yeah, I think it's right after the Rumble. They said
okay.
In February.
Oh, yeah, it's right after the Rumble. So it's coming
they're,
up right
their next Saudi Arabia.
So
they have an Elimination Chamber.
Right. So you,
I think, yeah.
Right. So you'll have all of those, WrestleMania, and then you'll have a lag there for a short minute. And during that lag, I have a feeling people are going to start throwing money. I don't see The Rock being involved. Everybody keeps talking about The Rock's going to be involved with the purchase of WWE. I don't see that happening. And if I were him, I would not. I would not invest in that because he's going to lose his shirt on the XFL anyway that he bought. So
I hope he... Oh, be successful, more successful than Vince was with it.
He will be because there's enough players to go around for all this stuff. So, yeah, it's going to be players that will get a shot, maybe a second shot at playing ball or even a third shot and then, you know, try to get on an NFL roster at some point. Because P.J. Walker did it.
Right.
He did it twice. From being playing in one of these little leagues. So I'm just saying it can happen. It can happen. You know, there's enough players to go around. Trust me. So go ahead.
So Steve, with all this going on, you know, Ring of Honor folding and all this dissension going on within the companies here in the States, do you think New Japan will try to take advantage of this and try to put more of their American company in the forefront in the future months with capitalizing on everybody else's commotion, if you will? Or you think they'll stay the same,
Well, I know they have the California brand. They got the New Japan USA, LA Dojo over there. John Waller's definitely champion over there. I've seen them use other talent like Moose from Impact, so I think with Ring of Honor not having a assigned roster, I think New Japan will definitely benefit. I think they're kind of the default Ring of Honor, to be honest, and until the relaunch. Outside of MLW, though. Yeah.
When are they supposed to think about doing a relaunch?
April.
Okay.
You think
any of these people who are not really signed with AEW or Impact will jump back over there?
I think, AEW's going to have to, like you said, trim the roster. So maybe some of these free agents can go to Ring of Honor or New Japan USA or MLW.
I'm thinking the Briscoes will work on a per match basis for whoever at this point, and then when Ring of Honor comes back open, I guarantee they jump right back over there.
Gosh, why hasn't AEW tried to get the Briscoes?
They've been all over your social media, including TikTok, saying Tony Khan, sign us, and they've been feuding online with FTR.
Well,
back and forth.
They were backstage at Norfolk, is what I heard, but I don't know why they haven't been signed yet.
That just baffles me. Another great team, man. Briscoes.
If they sign the Briscoes, then the Briscoes can't go back to the relaunch of Ring of Honor if they give them a nice deal. And if I was Tony, I'd give them a nice deal.
So, oh, absolutely. You got them.
And put them on TV immediately. Go ahead.
Yeah. And you got, and the ladies look like a Mandy Leon. You got one of the beautiful people there too, Angelina Love.
Yeah.
That was the Ring of Honor. I mean, you got a whole roster full of solid ladies.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, Sumi Sakai.
That's right.
And they could use them. I mean, they got, not to say that AEW's got a crappy women's division. It does not. But you can add some pieces like that to it and make it even better, you know? And you have more challengers for Britt Baker, too, and probably get some more out of Britt Baker, too, because she when it comes to putting on a top-notch match with top-tier other female wrestlers, she fits the bill every time. So I'd like to see some of that.
Absolutely. But, yeah, there's so much talent out there right now.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Absolutely. And they need to capitalize on it.
So who do you guys think is going to be entering the Rumble this year? And they keep touting about a few surprises. I mean, obviously, they let the cat out of the bag about Mickie James being going to be there. But you think we'll see any more surprises?
Oh, I'm sure. I don't know. Who can it be? I think
Braun Strowman
is one of them.
Unless they've signed somebody, actually. If they haven't really signed someone new, I think, personally, if they're going to get anybody that would be surprising in the Rumble, it would be just like former talent that used to be there.
Right.
Say, for example, Jericho might make up. Jericho might, for example.
I doubt that.
I
heard AEW's not involved in the Rumble, but Jericho would be.
I'm just using him as an example. Yeah.
Right.
I'm just using him as like an example. You know what I mean? Someone's already been there. You know what I mean? They're probably just another former person that was away for a while to bring back, or but let's be really sign somebody new. You know what I mean? I doubt we'll be seeing an MDF or anything like that. You know what I mean?
Gold.
Even though that would be pretty cool. Yeah, I could see that.
I'm gonna see that.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness, Chavo Guerrero.
Well, they already announced Johnny Knoxville, the celebrity entry.
Right.
Who?
Johnny Knoxville.
Johnny Knoxville from Jacko.
Oh, he is a jackass. Anyway, I think Braun Strowman comes back. I think he's supposed to re-sign with WWE.
Really?
Yeah, that's what they keep saying.
Who, Braun Strowman?
They keep saying he's coming back.
Oh, wow.
That's the word on the internet. But, you know, internet's like
I saw another rumor about the Fiend.
I don't think he's coming back.
And I'm thinking, I don't know. I mean, it's just.
You never say never in this business. You're correct.
Yeah. You never know, right? It's just.
It'd be surprising if, not too surprising, but we haven't seen Asuka in a while.
I would love to see her back.
It'd be really surprising if we got Mustafa Ali, since he just asked for his release and they didn't grant it. But Mustafa Ali would be a big surprise. Because I thought he'd just be off TV.
It's going to be the great Khali.
I think so. It might return. They never know.
They have to do Khali versus Almost again.
You know what I like to see?
Oh, wow.
To be honest with you, if I had a choice, I'd love to see Tajiri.
No, that'd be cool.
Yeah, if they can work with MLW on that, then yeah, that'd be kind of cool to see him show up.
Love to see Tajiri.
Yeah, I like Tajiri. We'll see another one, a SmackDown announcer, Funaki.
Funaki. Oh, my God.
Jimmy Wang Yang. There we go. There you go. There's a blast from the past.
It makes you wonder if a guy, one of the top New Japan guys will ever have a run with, say, an AEW or WWE, kind of like a Tanahashi, for example, or who am I thinking? Tanahashi and I keep forgetting his name. Tranquilo.
No, Naito.
You know what I'm talking about, Steve? Naito, yeah.
See Naito.
Oh, man. Man, Velvet, you would love Naito, man. You would love that dude.
See, I
got that dude's
start
got so much personality.
Watching that stuff, yeah.
Naito's awesome, man. I've been a fan of Naito for the past 3 years.
It's been a long time. I haven't watched
his
or anything.
His
Japanese
feud with Jericho. His feud with Jericho in New Japan was amazing. Him and Naito, man, that was so good.
Yeah.
It's going to be Mankind.
Yeah. You think Foley would come back? Oh, my God.
And Kane, just to run
he wasn't
through
like
and get
Santa Claus
on the top rope? Yeah. He'd come into Santa Claus.
Yeah, Mayor Kane. That'd be cool.
Hey, maybe The Undertaker's going to come and do one last rumble.
My goodness.
I doubt that. I think he's... Because he told Steve Austin on his podcast he was done. He goes, his body's shot. He's done.
It'll be like Bobby Heenan that 1 year doing commentary when the Iron Sheik was in the ring. He said, by the time Iron Sheik enters the ring, the pay-per-view will be over with.
You stupid American.
Great stuff, man. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's great. Well, you know what? There's so many people we could probably name that we're not even thinking of that may show up.
Right.
I mean, you don't know. And it's That's one thing you got to love about the Rumble. You got to love about the Rumble. They always at least have one good one, one good surprise. Like Christian and Edge. And Edge ended up staying, and Christian did not get signed by WWE, so he showed up in AEW.
Right.
So, I mean, I thought that was wrong of Vince. He should have signed Christian as well.
Oh,
but
God.
He didn't.
I'm surprised AEW ain't doing more with him now. I mean, Christian's in great shape.
I don't get that either. Yeah, he's – I would like to see him – if he would wrestle Frankie Kazarian or would he tag with Frankie Kazarian? That would be interesting.
No, they would be a good team.
Yes, they would. That's what I'm saying.
That
would be very interesting. It would be very interesting.
And they would complement each other, too, in style.
Oh, just like him and Christopher Daniels.
Right.
And Christopher Daniels, I guess he took himself out of the equation because I think he's – I don't know if he's training or he's taking some time off or what.
Right.
Since he lost to Frankie Kazarian.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what's going on with that. I knew that he was training. He started training at the Monster Factory or the whatever the road, whatever the thing's called now.
The Nightmare Factory.
Yeah, the Nightmare Factory.
Yeah.
He was helping out there, and I don't know. Maybe that's what he wants to do now. Maybe his bump card's full. You never know.
Yeah.
Unless he's working elsewhere, which I haven't seen him working elsewhere, but, I mean, that's not to say he isn't. But
yeah.
But, you know.
So
I don't know.
Yeah.
It's going to be interesting. The next 4 months are going to be very, very interesting for the business.
No doubt. Totally agree there.
So much going on with, between WrestleMania and then if Ring of Honor gets back off the ground, and you know, you've got a lot of companies. You got the like Steve says, you got New Japan, USA, and California. You got MLW, you got AEW, you got Impact, you got NWA, you got WWE, and then sprinkle whatever you wish that may be decent enough indie. You know, if they sell WWE, I could see the territories opening back up.
Yeah. Let's hope so.
Well, if they sell, who's gonna run the program for them? Who's gonna run the wrestlers? You got rid of everybody who had any influence or knowledge. They're gone. And if the McMahons walk away, and Triple H doesn't get signed by the new ownership group or anything, he's out. You have nobody. You have the blind leading the blind at that point. So, we'll have to see. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting.
Yeah.
And I think it's going to be a great time for indie workers to pay attention to what's going on around them. Because there's going to be a whole lot of stuff going on. So
that's true.
It can be a rocky road, but we'll see what happens.
So,
Velvet. Go ahead. Yeah. I didn't do it.
What kind of you got any plugs or shout outs you like to give out?
Yeah, I had a cancellation on a guest, so I'm scrambling for a guest for Sunday night on Pro Wrestling Interviews, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Every Sunday night, you know, is Pro Wrestling Interviews. Rain or shine, we will be there. Just working on a new guest, and hopefully I'll have confirmation tomorrow. I know people get busy and this and that, but we'll see what happens. I always have fun.
I don't know that.
Always have right. fun regardless. We something always happens on that show, so it's like, eh. I just roll with it.
Yeah, that's it. So we'll,
I mean, you know, and then hopefully there's a – oh, here's the other thing. Saturday I might be going to Orangeburg, Five-Star Wrestling
okay.
out of North Carolina is having a no-fan TV taping. They're doing no fans, and hopefully myself and Adam Helms will be commentating that show for them for their TV taping. So I know Adam's already in. I'm going with him because they don't have anybody else, so it'd be kind of dumb to have one commentator. You know, you go, hey, how do you think that looked? Well, you're just talking to yourself at that point. So I'm going to go see if I can go help them out with that. And I'm going to try to get back in with the Alternative Wrestling Showcase, AWS, in Orangeburg. After that, talk to the guy that runs that and try to get him back on track and help out. And then also Ace Hardy, who was supposed to be on a couple weeks ago, my former tag team partner, has got himself an old WWF 20x20 wrestling ring that he's about a couple of weeks away from restoring back to action.
Mm-hmm.
And he's also going to open a training school in Newberry, South Carolina. And
oh, wow.
So I hopefully we'll get an opportunity to work with the kids that he's going to bring in for school. Help him out. I told him help him out any way he wants, even if it's teaching people the business side. Because you know, when we got trained, we didn't know nothing about the business side of it. We didn't even know how to protect our money or anything like that. So hopefully, I can do something like that. So we'll see what happens. You know, and he's a great guy, super humble guy. So yeah,
that's awesome, man. Yeah, to keep
man,
us informed on
fun.
That for sure.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm. definitely because because once he gets established, he's asked me for names of people to do seminars or come in and speak, and obviously I thought of
right.
you. So we're going
hey,
to definitely talk to you about coming in and helping out. So, yeah, oh, no, absolutely. Dude, you've been around the world and then some, and who better than to come in and help somebody along the way? You know, we need to give back at this point. And a lot of
right.
people don't want to do that. And, you know, if my time in the ring is over, then it's over. And I don't have a problem running my mouth, obviously.
mm-hmm.
But we need to give back. We need to help teach this new generation a thing or two about the business and try to get it back on track. Because it's kind of off its axis right now. And I think we need to – guys like yourself and some other guys like Carino, Helms, you know, guys like those, the Shannon Moores and the Chavo Guerreros and things. I think they need to get this thing back on its axis the right way, you know. And I think it just needs to happen because it's not going in the right direction. Yeah, you know?
Right.
To me, it's not. People need to learn some more psychology. That's for sure. I just say that straight up.
That's it.
What's some more psychology?
That's
not
it.
To say that there's none
I'm,
out
I'm
there,
with you, brother.
But
mm-hmm.
there's some that just you shake your head and go, okay, what was that?
Exactly.
I mean, point taken, the Hollywood Blondes match. Like you said, it stunk. It was nothing. There was nothing there that screamed anything. It was like, what the hell was
I've
that?
Seen
was
them
I watching
both
an indie
both
show.
Teams do so much better. Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. It's like watching an indie show with a bunch of mistakes. Sorry. I said what I said.
But you know, everybody has an off night every once in a while, but it's just, I think
both absolutely.
Teams do better.
Absolutely. And you're not going to be on every time, every night, 100%. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen. But that
oh, no.
Oh, good Lord. But you know what? Yeah. You're right. They'll bounce back. They'll be fine. Those guys know what they're doing. They'll be fine. You know what? You just chalk it up. That's all you got to do. Chalk it up, forget it, and move on. You know? It happened. It's over. I've been in some stinkers. I just like to see
Varsity Blondes put up more of a fight than they did. You know what I mean? It was just
because they're better than that. And
yeah,
you're right. They're way better than that. And I don't believe in how some teams are done to get somebody else over. Come on, they got to work together, man. Nobody should get squashed at this point, unless it's an indie guy or a first timer on television. Other than that, I don't think that should happen. And they're way too talented for that. Way too talented.
Oh, yeah.
I like Griff Garrison. Okay. I like Brian Pillman Jr. I like them. I think they can go the distance if you give them the opportunity.
That's it.
So
Pro Wrestling Interviews is Sunday at 9, right?
9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, yes. Sunday night.
Okay. All right. That's awesome.
Just like your show, every Thursday night, WCW.
Right.
Yeah, man. I feel so much better. Man, I hope y'all guys feel better.
Yeah, I'm glad you are, man.
It sucks, dude. I ain't gonna lie. I'm not gonna lie. It felt like garbage.
Oh, yeah.
Hot garbage at that. But, yeah.
That's it.
I hope you feel better, Stro. I hope Kathy feels
better.
Oh, yeah,
I'm on the mend. So.
Yeah. I hope Dustin's mom and whoever the other person was, I hope they feel better. Anybody out there that's got COVID,
too.
Please get better. Take your vitamin D, your vitamin
feel
D,
up.
Some Mucinex, something. Take something.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let it go by unattended because it'll last longer.
That's it.
Take care of yourself. Everybody here had it at my house, so we're good. We got herd immunity now, so we're good to go.
Right. That's awesome.
Yeah, well, I think the whole country needs to get it and be done with it. Then we can move on.
Well, I hear Europe is on that mindset now. UK.
They are.
They're on that mindset now.
Well, yeah,
they lifted a lot of their restrictions and just said, hey, we just need to live our lives, you know.
Pretty much.
Take care of each other.
Same thing. We need to cut the crap out. I think so. First of all, and I'll say this. I know you're trying to end the show, but the COVID vaccine, it's not like the flu. It took 30, 40 years for them to come up with a vaccine because of all the testing, the data, everything they had to do to come up with that. So we came up with a vaccine in a year, right, for COVID. But it's mutating. So the vaccine's not going to work for the mutated stuff because it's only the one vaccine for the original coronavirus.
Yeah, it's just like any other virus.
Not for the Delta
variant.
Not for the Delta variant. Not for the Omicron.
Mm-hmm.
It's for one. So they keep pushing, you need to get vaccinated. For what? It's not going to help you against any of it. It's already mutated. Like the flu mutates every year. This is going to do the same thing. So it's going to be another 30 years at least before we come up with an actual true vaccine for this. Because you have to have testing. Because if it was that easy, then we'd have a vaccine or a cure for cancer, HIV, and AIDS and whatever, you know, other things. We'd have all that.
Mm.
Think about it.
And for God's sake, if there's a cure out there, don't keep it a secret.
Well, there's no
People
money
need
in the
it,
cure.
You know what I mean?
There's money in the treatment. There's no money in the cure. There's only money in the treatment.
Yeah, that's true.
So. But that's the problem. It's all money. It's all driven by the almighty dollar, which sucks. But
yeah,
whatever.
It's sad some people think that way, too.
Yeah, they think that way because that's all they know.
Yeah.
They don't think about the consequences of the regular human being, the regular Joe Schmoes like me and you and Steve and whoever else. They don't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And you know what's funny? They talk about all this stuff, right? And this could kill you, this could kill you. This. Do you know that you politicians are not thinking about your own family, your own children, your own grandchildren, your own great-grandchildren? Because guess what? If you're so worried about everybody getting the vaccine, what are you doing with your family? Are they vaccinated? Are you thinking about them? Because when you're dead and gone, what's going to happen to them? You didn't think about that part, did you? No, you did not.
I really think the right to censor gimmick was like came way too early. They would have been great. This time period would have been perfect for them. They've been so over.
Need to come back.
Right to censor.
Let's get them. Let's make it. Let's make our new one. Let's make a new one, Stro. Let's make a new one.
Yeah.
And do it all over again.
Oh, that'd be great.
Find some people together and cut some promos.
Some of tea. Yeah. It'd be freaking awesome.
It would be awesome, wouldn't it?
Yes. We should make it happen.
We have to get the good.
Thank you, Bob. I mean, you're awesome, brother.
We have to get the Godfather to be in it, though.
Oh, yeah. Oh, tremendous.
And what, he was in it? And wasn't Val Venus in it?
Yeah, Val Venus, Stevie Richards.
Oh, whatever happened to Stevie Richards?
He's still around.
He just disappeared. I know, but he disappeared.
Right.
He was, talk about a good wrestler. Holy crap.
Oh, yeah. Ooh. I always liked Stevie Richards.
I used to love some Stevie Richards, man. I was like, oh. All right, cool.
Yeah.
I love
it was
you,
him.
Man.
Remember
Bull awesome.
Buchanan?
Your show's awesome, bro. Yeah, Bull Buchanan.
Oh, thank you, man. Yeah.
Yeah, I love you, man.
Thank you. It's always a pleasure
just
having you on, brother.
Bro.
Come back anytime you want. Yeah,
yeah
you
man.
Too. And
I'm there.
Guys that listen.
I'm there. Just
thank you guys that have called in. You're awesome. Thank you guys for listening. Be sure to catch Archive Tonight Show, WCW Retro, and today's date, 1/20/2022. We'll be back next Thursday for some more fun. So come see us next Thursday.
Spotify,
be great.
People.
Yes. Check us out on Spotify
back,
as well.
I got you back.
Fantastic. Pro Wrestling Interviews this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And be good to yourselves and each other, and we'll see you next Thursday.
Yeah,
and we'll leave out the sounds of some old school Road Warriors.
Oh, right. Yes. Absolutely. Bring it on. Hi. Awesome. Oh,